Well, first of all, he wasn't out of touch with the issue. He's the only political leader who is in touch with what is happening here. Mugabe has a real understanding of economics. And he talked about real issues. He talked about foreign direct investment. He talked about re-engagement. He talked about international relations. He talked about real issues. The MDCT has no answer to what Mugabe said.
Now, Mr. Mafume, what do you say? Because also some who heard that speech, of course, they're differing views. Others say that he was out of touch. But there are others who say that the speech appeared pretty progressive, actually, talking about SMEs seeming to address the issue of vendors and the fact that the country has such a huge informal sector. And, of course, other examples, including what's going on in the financial sector, etc., as Mr. Nguni said. What do you say, Mr. Mafume?
The speech showed a man who was clueless, desperate, and grasping for bread.
But, I mean, when you say he's out of touch, what comes to your mind, based on his speech at least, that he was not in...
What comes to mind is the state of the economy. The people are losing jobs faster than at any other time. The statistics of the economy is that it is not progressing. The liquidity situation in the country is desperate. There is a famine in this country. The food situation is desperate. It needs a state of emergency. That speech would have been okay if it was a normal economy. But we expected, and with millions of viewers, we expected drastic and immediate action. You cannot come up with an implementation plan with that state of the nation address. Corruption is just mentioned, but how do you deal with it? What are the laws? How many laws are they going to reform? What the health sector? What are they going to do about the flight of personnel? What are they going to do about the state of disrepair of the national roads? The dams, they can't even finish Tokom Kosi. Electricity, it's coming for about 4 to 5 hours per day currently. So all those things is a country with their statistics of a country in a war. Those are statistics of a country like Somalia, Libya, and so forth. Countries that are desperate. The roads are in a state of disrepair. It's a state of emergency in this country. It cannot be business as usual because even government cannot pay bonuses. They will not be able to pay bonuses this year. The base of salaries shift like offals in a dish. No one knows what their salary is. Engineers are not getting their pensions on time. Stop orders are not being honored. So that is abnormal. He is normalizing an abnormal situation. That is why people then say he is out of touch with reality. He is suffering from what people call cognitive dissonance in English.
Now, Mr. Nguni, I want to come to you and ask your thoughts on this. Obviously, normally, President Mugabe, during such addresses, is very expected that he will lash out at the Western countries, United States, Britain, etc. This time, it was very noticeably absent. And he, in fact, talked about how the government recognizes the importance of strengthening re-engagement with the international community. Can you give us some insight into what you think that is really pointing to?
Mugabe is a clever politician. He understands very well that before it was necessary to lash out at the West and lash out at their puppets in Zimbabwe, like the NDC formation. But now the puppet masters, the owners of the NDC, want to talk to us. So why shouldn't we talk to them? He also understands that, unlike the NDCT, that all the stories that they have about Zimbabwe can only be negative. We have a good story to tell. We are putting measures in place for foreign direct investment. We are inviting foreigners to come and invest in our country, both in the East and the West. We have a good story to tell.
Mr. Nguni, if I can just jump in there, and some say that the situation on the reality side is not really consistent with that message. It's also what many point to is the indigenization law, and also just the practices, you know, just the recent re-grabbing of farms owned by the white commercial farmers.
Well, I'll tell you what, real investors understand that indigenization is a policy that happens all over the world. You can't just, some sectors in America are reserved for Americans, some are reserved in Europe for Europeans. Al-Qaeda can't go and open a radio station in New York City. Al-Qaeda can't open a radio station in Europe. Iran TV was banned by the British. This is how the world runs. We have policies that are acceptable to the West, even if we have an indigenization that we have said we are now flexible. We can negotiate. Investors who are serious know that we can come to Zimbabwe, We can negotiate things that we don't like around the legalization policy, and the government will listen and make a plan to make sure that they can invest. So it is not true that all our policies are negative. We are flexible.
Mr. Mafumo, when you heard that point from President Mugabe, and also the fact that he says current re-engagement efforts with both bilateral and multilateral partners are going on with the likes of the African Development Bank, the Afro-Asian Bank, and also the World Bank, and of course keeping in mind that the IMF was just there this week.
Well, when we heard that, you know, the problem with ZANU-PF, it speaks with a forked tongue. You can never know what is the hidden agenda. It's very clear on engagement, what we need to do with the engagement of bilateral and multilateral institutions. We need to deal with our debt. We need to have our debt forgiven with the IMF and many other donors that even include the Chinese. We've got an outstanding debt which now stands at around 11 to 12 billion external debt. We have a domestic debt that is creeping up towards an obscene figure. Now, you cannot see with some of these institutions without a clear plan on how you're going to deal with the issue of our debt overhang. For as long as we give lip service to that, no matter how many feet we kiss, no matter how many people we talk and how many speeches we give, the situation will not change.
Now, Mr. Nguni, what about, you know, of course, if you could comment on what Mr. Mafumo said, that ZANU-PF speaks with a forked tongue. It's giving double messages. And I wanted you to respond to that. But then also, I know as you defend ZANU-PF and say that there's some order to what President Mugabe is saying, say his point about the diaspora and how the Zimbabweans in the diaspora can also help boost the country's economy.
First of all, I need to put this straight. It is only the NDCT which is under the mistaken impression that if you are living outside Zimbabwe, you support the clueless politics of the NDC. It is not true and false. Zimbabwe is in the diaspora, has been to school. They understand puppets when they see them. You can hear from what this man is saying. We cannot see anything positive going on in this country. And yet, the cars are moving, people are going to work. The banks are working. Our children are going to school. We are going to see doctors in the hospital. The ZANU-PF policies has never changed. We welcome all our children who are in the diaspora to come and take part in the running and promoting our country. We are not speaking with any folk tongue. We mean what we say.
Mr. Mafumo, I would like you to have the last word. And also, if you could comment on the heckling that took place. Some would say that's democracy at work.
I do believe that the heckling is important. That is how Zimbabweans feel about his performance. They feel that if it was a football team, it would be losing 7-0, and the supporters would be calling for the coach to be set aside. And the supporters in Zimbabwe are calling for that coach, Robert Mugabe, to resign as a matter of urgency.